As the coronavirus appears to spread, so might the idea of self-quarantines, and with so many people buying up hand sanitizer and food staples now, you'd think everyone was set for the next 30 days, but do they really have a plan? We get more on that from KCBS's Holly Kwan.
What's your plan? Do you have what you need to log in from home if that's an option? Do you have the meds that you need? What about kids or other family responsibilities? Dr. Leonard Marcus is head of the National Preparedness Leadership Initiative at the Harvard School of Public Health. He says self-isolate doesn't mean at the end of the day.
Which means go straight home. Don't stop at the grocery store. Don't hug your kids. Just get into that quarantine. Get into a room by yourself so you don't spread the disease to other people. And if we all do that, and if we're all ready to do that, imagine what it would be like. What would you want there in the room to occupy yourself? What food would you want? What comfort stuff would you want? Just think of all of that. If you walk through it, you'll realize that you can make it through it.
And if you know someone who's self-isolating, offer to run errands so they're not tempted to leave the house themselves. Maybe drop off a box of goodies to cheer them up and remind them that this is the kind of self-control and consideration that's going to help mitigate this public health crisis. Holly Kwan, KCBS.